This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Banks of the mighty Mississippi, we welcome you back inside Modern Woman Park here in downtown Davenport, as tonight the Quad Cities River Bandits begin their final homestand of the season. It's game one of a six-game series against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the High A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Welcome back inside the John O'Donnell Press Box, everybody. Kyle Kirchville, very pleased to be with you on a beautiful Tuesday night in the Quad Cities. These last six games for the River Bandits are gigantic. As they head down the home stretch of the season, the Bandits find themselves truly in the thick of a second-half playoff race. They're battling it out with the Beloit Skycarp and the South Bend Cubs. Quad Cities enters tonight a game and a half behind Beloit, who leads the Western Division at 33-26. The Bandits are right behind, though, at 32-28. If you're into the kind of thing, the magic number for Beloit is 5, which means a combination of 5 Skycarp wins and 5 River Bandits losses somewhere in there will get Beloit a second-half playoff berth. So that's the number the Bandits do not want the Skycarp to reach this week. They need to beat Beloit by at least a half game in the course, or over the course, I should say, of this six-game series. The Bandits did themselves a good favor last week. In their final road trip of the season, the Bandits were in Appleton, Wisconsin, taking on the Brewers affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and in that six-game series, Quad Cities won 5 times. They began the week 3.5 games back of Beloit for the top spot in the division, now just a game and a half back thanks to that success. It was a terrific week for the Bandits all around. The pitching staff pounded the strike zone, and the offense really led the way, outscoring the Timber Rattlers 33-13 with a team average of 272 and 18 extra base hits, tied for the second most in the league last week. The Bandits also got some home runs going. Chris Brito, Austin Charles leaving the yard and allowing Quad Cities to carry the bats and carry the arms, I should say, which themselves had a really good week, posting a team ERA in the 270s. So all kinds of good last week against the Timber Rattlers. The Bandits trying to carry that back here at home in this series against the Colonels. In the series finale against Wisconsin on Sunday, the Bandits picked up a 4-2 victory, a game that featured 14 combined hits, 7 for Quad Cities. The Bandits had to play from behind early on, though. Rattlers scored first in the first on an RBI single from Josh Adamczewski, who was a late addition to the Timber Rattlers lineup on that Sunday afternoon. The Rattlers would then score in the fifth inning to go up 2-0. And those two runs, the only two allowed by River Bandits starter Mason Miller, who worked 4 2/3, struck out 2, and kept the Bandits in the game. The bats eventually came along for Quad Cities. Manuel Rodriguez, the starter for Wisconsin, started the game with 5 straight scoreless innings, but the Bandits got to him in the sixth. Nolan Saylors led off that frame with a triple and ultimately came in to score on a Sam Kulasingham sacrifice fly. That cut the deficit to 1 before the Bandits scored 3 times against Aaron Rund in the top of the seventh. An RBI ground out from Hunter Ensley, an RBI fielder's choice from Nolan Saylors, and then another sac fly from Sam Kulasingham put the Bandits up 4-2. From there on out, it was all the River Bandits bullpen. Andrew Morones, L.P. Langevin, Dennis Collarin Jr., Tommy Molsky, and Zachary Collier all taking the mound in relief of Mason Miller. And those 5 arms combined to complete the game scorelessly. Zachary Collier, though, carrying a lot of the weight. He came in during the 8th inning when the Rattlers had loaded the bases with nobody out. Collier was able to retire Luian Alastre, Juan Baez, and Andrick Nava without letting any of the 3 men on base score. He kept the Bandits up 4-2, and then in the 9th, stranded the tying runners on base. He got Luke Adams, the Bandit killer, to fly out and secure Quad City's 5th win in 6 games against the Timber Rattlers. Let's go ahead and get to the starting lineups for this series finale now against Cedar Rapids, as we're about 6 minutes away from first pitch here in downtown Davenport. Let's begin with the card for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the high-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Of course, Brian Meyer is their skipper, and he's led the Colonels not only to a first-half division title, but a 69-57 overall record. The Colonels in the second half are 29-31, but remember, it doesn't matter what they do in the second half. They've already punched their ticket to the postseason. They'll have a shortstop leading off, and it's the number 8 prospect in the Twins organization. Merrick Houston will make his Modern Woodmen Park debut. He gets things going at the top of the lineup. Billy Amick was just activated off the injured list today. He'll bat second and serve as the designated hitter. And then batting third, it's the number 2 prospect in the Twins system and a top 60 prospect in all of baseball, catcher Eduardo Tait. Kyle DeBarge has had a great season. He bats fourth and gets the start in left field tonight. Brandon Whitaker, an athletic center fielder, bats fifth, while Danny DeAndrade bats sixth and plays second. Raindon Cone, somebody the Bandits haven't seen in a while, he'll bat seventh and play third. Jaime Ferrer bats eighth and is over in right field. And batting ninth, the first baseman is Jefferson Valladares. Getting the start for Wisconsin, for Cedar Rapids, I should say, it's the 22-year-old right-hander from Venezuela in the Twins' number 25 prospect, Jose Olivares. He's had a solid season, 5-6 with a 4.70 ERA in 21 appearances and 20 total starts. Last week, he put together one of his better starts of the year, going 4 2/3 scoreless on August 27th against the Beloit Skycarp. He did issue a season-high 5 walks and gave up a couple of hits in there as well, but ultimately 6 strikeouts in a scoreless outing for Olivares. His last appearance against the River Bandits was on August 14th up at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and the Bandits tagged him for 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings. It wound up a losing effort for the Twins' top 30 prospect. Now let's get you the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Of course, they're managed by Jesus Asuaje. This season, they are 71-55 overall. That is the best record in the West Division overall this season. Quad Cities is 32-28 in the second half, and as we noted earlier, just 1.5 games out of the top spot, the Beloit Skycarp currently leading the West Division. Leading off, it'll be the center fielder Nolan Saylors. He's followed by the league's hit leader, Sam Kulasingham, who, of course, gets the start at second base. Royals' top prospect, Blake Mitchell, will bat third. He does the catching. Shortstop Daniel Vasquez bats fourth. Batting fifth, it's the DH, Trevor Werner. Darlene Figueroa gets the start at first base and bats sixth. Austin Charles will bat seventh and play right field. Carter Frederick is in the eighth spot. He mans right. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Eric Torres. Getting the start for the River Bandits tonight, the 21-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Emmanuel Reyes, will make his sixth high-A appearance and his fifth start for Quad Cities. Reyes, 0-2 with a 5.64 ERA, trying to turn things around after an up-and-down outing last week against Wisconsin. He took a no-decision, but gave up three runs in five innings on seven hits. The Timber Rattlers had lots of traffic on the base paths against him, and to his credit, Reyes limited the damage, but still gave up the three runs on the seven hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Just like his opposition, Jose Olivares, he struggled the last time he pitched against the Colonels. On August 16th, game one of a doubleheader at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Reyes gave up a career-high 9 earned runs on 13 hits in 4 1/3 innings. So Reyes trying to be more like his last week's self against the Colonels this go-around. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening for baseball in the Quad Cities. Temperatures in the mid-70s, little breeze, if any, and lots of sun as the Bandits fire up their final homestand of the 2025 regular season. We're going to take a quick pause for the national anthem as we close down tonight's pregame show. When we come back, it's First Pitch live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Fans, would you please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem, brought to you by Window World of Davenport. Performing tonight's anthem is the Kelowna Great School Band.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air. Good Tuesday evening, everybody, and once again, welcome back inside Modern Woman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kercheval joining you live on Valley Sports Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for being here for game 127 of Quad City's 2025 campaign and game one of six as the Bandits wrap up this series with a six, or wrap up the season, I should say, with a six-game homestand against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Emmanuel Reyes gets the start for Quad Cities today, number 51, making his fifth career high A start after joining the Bandits at the beginning of August. With Quad Cities, an 0-2 record and a 5.64 ERA, as I was detailing at the end of the pregame show, Reyes struggled in his first career start against Cedar Rapids on August 16th. Game one of a doubleheader at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels tagged Reyes for career highs with 9 earned runs and 13 hits over the course of 4 1/3 innings. Merrick Houston is the Colonels' shortstop, and he gets the start atop the order for Brian Meyer today. He's followed by Billy Amick and Eduardo Taib. First pitch of the ball game on the way. It's inside for ball one. First pitch time officially 6:32 Central. First pitch temperature 76 degrees with mostly sunny skies. 1-0. Just outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Wind-wise, really nothing to worry about today. I think officially around a 5 to 6 mile per hour breeze out to center field. The 2-0. In towards right field, a base hit on a line. Merrick Houston with a leadoff single. Number 8 prospect in the Twins organization gets aboard to start the ball game. 16th overall pick out of Wake Forest for Minnesota earlier this year. And he's quickly aboard for the designated hitter, Billy Amick, who's seeing his first action since August 2nd. Just activated off the injured list before the game today. 22-year-old second rounder picked up by the Twins last year out of Tennessee. Man at first, no one out. Reyes into the stretch, the pitch. Down and in for ball one. Zach Hovick is calling balls and strikes to start this series, while the field umpire is Tyler Vandewater. It was the same crew the Bandits saw when they were in Cedar Rapids a couple of weeks ago. Double play depth for the infield. 1-0. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Reyes, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, from San Jose de los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. Just 21 years old. International free agent signed by the Royals a few years ago. 1-1. Fastball up and in. 2 balls, 1 strike on Amick. Playing his 51st game with the Colonels this year, batting .308 with 2 homers and 28 driven in. Houston held at first by Figueroa. Reyes looks that way. Now kicks and fires. In the dirt, plucked out by Mitchell. It's ball three. Let's set Quad Cities defense for you. Nolan Sailors is over in center field tonight with Eric Torres flanking him in left. Carter Frederick is in right field. Austin Charles gets the start at third with Daniel Vasquez at short. Sam Kulasingham at second. Darlene Figueroa at first and Blake Mitchell behind the dish. 3-1, roped down the left field line but fouled just over the head of Brian Meyer, who had to duck for cover. Quad Cities is opening the series in their home white jerseys with a blue and gold Bandit script across the chest and, of course, the gold number on the back. For the Colonels, they're in the reds with the CR logo on the left chest plate and a gold number on the back as well. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. It was inside. No appeal and ball four. So after the leadoff single, Reyes gives Billy Amick a free pass. And back-to-back base runners have reached for the Colonels in the top of the first inning. So that brings up the only left-handed hitter in the order for the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight. Catcher Eduardo Taite. He's the number 2 prospect in the Twin system and number 53 in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. Reyes out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. A look to second. Now the pitch. Check swing, clearly went around. It's strike one. Zach Hovick all over it behind the plate. 26th game with the Colonels for Taite this season. 255 average, 3 homers, and 11 RBIs. 0-1. Off the end of the bat, foul to the screen. Nothing at two. Now these guys have a little bit of history, both with small sample sizes in the Midwest League, but in Taite's first at-bat against Reyes on August 12th in Cedar Rapids, Eduardo hit a solo shot. Reyes sets belt high. 0-2 pitch. Just outside, 1-2. The arsenal for Reyes, your standard 4-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Long royal blue sleeves on his arms. The 1-2. Fouled back to the screen, and Taite stays alive. Tait acquired in the Juwan Duran deal back on July 30th. One of the newest members of this Colonels roster that's really been revamped over the past month or so. 1-2. High and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second for the Colonels. No one out in the top of the first. Reyes closing in on 15 pitches. 2-2. Down and away on the changeup. Tait doesn't chase and the count runs full. Tait, just 19 years old, celebrated his birthday a week ago. Spent some time with Clearwater and Jersey Shore this year before he was traded from the Phillies. 3-2, popped him up right side of the infield. Darlene Figueroa jogs in down the line. And about halfway down the chalk, he'll reach up to make the catch and eventually retire Tait. First down of the ball game, Reyes picks it up against one of the more dangerous hitters in the league. And now here's an equally dangerous hitter, Colonels left fielder Kyle DeBarge. 116th game for DeBarge this season with the Colonels. 243 average, 7 homers, 64 RBIs. His name is plastered all over the league leaderboards. First pitch from Reyes. Fastball, outer edge, called strike one. He's had success against pretty much everybody this season, including Quad Cities. He is hitting .378 against the Bandits this year. Pickoff throw to second, and they've got Houston hung out to dry. Kula Singham chases him to second to flip to Charles. The tag just in time as Houston tried to dive underneath Charles's tag, but to no avail. Tyler Vandewater making the call. Manager and third base coach Brian Meyer argued briefly, but it's out number two. Houston is picked off and caught stealing third. First high A pickoff for Reyes this season. Amick was able to move up to second, so he's in scoring position, but with two outs. The 0-1 pitch. Slider away, 1 ball, 1 strike. DeBarge, the number 13 prospect in the Twins organization per MLB Pipeline. First round pick by the Twins last year. The pitch. Chopper foul down the left side, 1-2. DeBarge out of the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Of course, the same alma mater as Bandits reliever L.P. Langevin and former River Bandit and top 30 Royals prospect Carson Rockefeller. They went to school together. 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout of the game for Emmanuel Reyes ends the top of the first inning. He works around a couple of early base runners and brings the Bandits to the plate, still in a scoreless ball game. Through a half frame, Colonels nothing, Bandits coming to bat. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
bottom of the first inning at Modern Woodland Park. Quad Cities ready for its first swings of the week against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They've got 22-year-old right-hander Jose Olivares on the hill. He starts his night against Nolan Sailors. Right on left, first pitch. It's up and away, ball one. Sailors followed by Kula Singham and Mitchell. A familiar top third of the order for Jesus Asuaje. The pitch. Tapper up the first baseline. Tait sheds the mask, picks it up with a bare hand. Quick throw to first was not held onto by Valladares. The first baseman dropped it, and Kula Singham is going to be safe at first. Off the bat, looked like Kula Singham, or rather Sailors, was going to be out had Valladares squeezed it. But what's going down? I think they've got it flip-flopped on the video board. I believe it should be an error on the first baseman, Valladares. Puts a man on for Sam Kula Singham, switch-hitting second baseman. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Well, Olivares making his 22nd appearance and 21st start of the year for the Colonels. 5-6 with a 4.70 ERA. Closing in on 100 strikeouts this year. Here's the pitch. Sailors takes off for second. Pitch outside, throw down from Tait, gets away and stays on the infield, but it's a stolen base for Nolan Sailors. Yet another 14th in 28 games as a River Bandit for Sailors. And the former Creighton Blue Jay in scoring position for the league's hit leader. 128 on the year for Kula Singham. That's 11 more than second place, held by Keontae George. 1-0. Rolled down the first baseline, foul. One ball, one strike. Kula Singham in the midst of two streaks right now. He has hits in seven straight ball games, but perhaps more notably, he has reached base safely in 21 consecutive games. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. He swings at the 1-2 and drops it into left field. That should score a run. Sailors around third. He's in to score. Kula Singham galloping towards second. Head first dive. He's in safe ahead of the tag. It's an RBI double for Sam Kula Singham. And two batters into the ballgame. Quad Cities has a 1-0 lead. Well, so often Kula Singham has been associated with setting the table atop the order for Quad Cities this year. But that is his 10th RBI in his last 8 ball games. So he drives in Sailors. Quad Cities takes advantage of the air. And now a man in scoring position for Royals top prospect Blake Mitchell. First pitch. Breaking ball left up but popped up right in the middle of the infield. Catcher Tait throws the mask aside, reaches up, and makes the catch to the right of the mound. And Mitchell is out number one. Here's how the Colonels will line up defensively. They've got Brandon Whitaker in center field with Kyle DeBarge in left, Jaime Ferrer in right field. Raindon Cones at third with Merrick Houston at short, Danny DeAndrade at second, Jefferson Valladares at first, and Eduardo Tait behind the plate. So a man at second with one out for the Bandits cleanup man, shortstop Daniel Vasquez, the Royals' number 16 prospect. Olivares with a couple of looks to second. Now the first pitch, it's a breaking ball and in for strike one. It's actually the cutter for Olivares. He throws that pitch along with a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. His cutter works like a slider. His curveball very 12-6. The pitch. Fouled back to the backstop, and it's now 0-2 on Daniel Vasquez. A slow month of August for Vasquez, hit just .230. But on Sunday, played in his 100th game of the season. He's one of just three River Bandits to hit the century mark in Quad Cities this year. Olivares steps off the back of the rubber, and they reset the pitch clock with a fresh 18 seconds. Right-hander now ready to go. 0-2 pitch. Curveball up and in. Easy take for Vasquez. 21-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Picked up by the Royals in 2021. This season, his first in high A. Hitting .263 with a homer and 39 driven in. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the backstop, netting. Last start for Olivares was a really good one. 4 2/3 scoreless against the Beloit Skycarp at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And while it was a scoreless effort, he did walk a season-high 5 batters, but supplemented that with 6 strikeouts. The pitch. Chopped over to third. A high hop off the toe of the glove for Don Cone. It kicks behind the mound, and there's no throw anywhere. Olivares throws his head back in frustration as another River Bandit is going to reach on a defensive miscue. That looked like a pretty standard chopper to third, but Don Cone couldn't pick it cleanly off the grass. Basically shoveled it behind the mound with the end of his glove. That's already the second error of the game on the Colonels, and the Bandits are only bringing their 5th batter of the game to the plate. So first and second, one out for Trevor Werner. And before he sees the first pitch, Eduardo Taid asks for time. Werner's got the start as the River Bandits DH tonight, filling that role for the 7th time this year. The pitch. Fastball waved at and missed for strike one. Heat near the high inside corner at 94 miles per hour. That's on the lower end of Olivares' velocity range. He can go as high as 96, 97. He dangles his right arm down as he gets the sign and now comes set chest high. The 0-1. Breaking ball dips in for a called strike two. A 2.08 average for the former Texas A&M product, Trevor Werner. He's the Bandits' active leader in home runs with 7. Olivares looks to second. Both runners break. 0-2 pitch skips in the dirt low. Throw down to second. Won't give Vasquez. He's in with a feet first slide, and the Bandits execute a double steal. Kula Singham up to third. Vasquez into scoring position at second. 3 swipes within the first out of the ball game for the Bandits offense. This is a team that has been more than willing to run this year, top 4 in the league since April. Infield now in for the Colonels with 1 out, 1-2 count on Werner. The pitch, wave and a miss, strike 3. Took him a bit high and away with a fastball at 95 for out number 2. Next up for an important strikeout for Jose Olivares as he turns his attention to the Bandits' first baseman, Darlene Figueroa. Darlene trying to slug his way out of a cold spell. He is 0 for his last 19 at the plate with 9 strikeouts. Didn't have a series last week at Appleton. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a good changeup. Strike 1. Quad Cities has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Nolan Saylors reached on an error, stole second, and came in to score on a Kula Singham double. Sam's at third right now. 0-1 pitch. Popped into the air. Third base side into foul ground. Tait gives it a look, but that lands as a souvenir. Now the Bandits this season, when they score first, they have been phenomenal. 47-21 is Quad Cities when they land the first punch. They've done so tonight. 2 on. 2 outs and an 0-2 count on Figgy. The pitch. Down and in. And ball 1. Figueroa, 21 years old, from the DR. 49th game for him as a Bandit this season after opening the campaign in Single-A Columbia. With Quad Cities, he's hitting .208 with a couple of homers and 16 driven in. Another 2-strike toss. Wave and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball to end the inning. Quad City strands 2 in scoring position in the first inning, but they do plate the game's first run. Sweet swinging Sammy with an RBI double. We go to the second, 1-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America.
Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Nothing lead for the Quad Cities River Bandits as we open the second at Modern Woodman Park. Cedar Rapids with Brandon Whitaker, Danny DeAndrade, and Rain Don Cohn due up against Emmanuel Reyes. First pitch, Reyes starts him with a slider and a called strike one. Brandon Whitaker has played in the most games of any Colonel this year. It's his 119th outing. The pitch waved and missed below the knees, 0-2. In his first 118 games, Whitaker hitting .228. With 16 homers and 66 RBIs. The 66 ribbies, fourth best in the league. His home runs, 16, tied for second most. He currently leads the Western Division overall. 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss, strike three. A three-pitch punchy of Brandon Whitaker. And even though he can hit the home run ball, he is also prone to the K. 128th time he's gone down on strikes this season, as that brings up the second baseman, DeAndrade. And Danny, in the bright yellow cleats with a bright yellow arm sleeve on his right arm. First pitch. Down and away, ball one. He's in a bit of a slump right now. He's just one for his last 20 at the plate, but boy, did he terrorize Quad Cities a couple of weeks ago. The pitch. Breaking ball low and outside, skips in the dirt to the backstop. From August 12th to the 17th, Quad Cities played that six-game series at the Vet. DeAndrade hit over 400 in that series. The pitch roped down the left field line, fair inside the bag, rolling towards the corner. Long run onto the warning track for Torres as DeAndrade pulls into second with an easy one-out double. Well, I guess another game against the River Bandits is just what DeAndrade was looking for. He had five doubles in the series against Quad Cities a couple of weeks ago. His 26th two-bagger of the season is his first hit of this week. Second hit of the ball game for Cedar Rapids. As here's Rain Don Cohn. Right on right. First pitch. He chops it foul somehow off his back foot for strike one. Don Cohn playing in just his 25th game for Cedar Rapids this season. It's been an injury-plagued season for him. Reyes looks to second and delivers the 0-1. Breaking ball slapped into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Sailors reaches for it and cuts it off in the alley, but it's not going to matter. DeAndrade scores from second on a Rain Don Cohn RBI single, and we're tied at one in the second. Well, Sailors got the job done. Cut the ball off in right center and held Don Cohn to a single. But with how far he had to range over, and with how deep in the alley he was, there was no chance to get DeAndrade. So the Colonels have knotted us up. They've got a man at first with one out now for Jaime Ferrer. First pitch. Inside with a fastball. 94 miles per hour for Reyes. He'll sit about right there. Working out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. Cardinals with three of the game's first four hits. Here's the pitch. Foul tip off the glove of Mitchell. And strike one. Stadium lights have come on here at Modern Woodman Park, although there's still a decent amount of sunshine to work with. Not any visible on the field right now, but still blue skies above head. A few wispy clouds beyond center and right field. 1-1's the count. The pitch. Just inside, ball two. Ferrer hitting .215 this season for Cedar Rapids. Four homers, 32 driven in. Open stance in the right-handed box. He awaits the 2-1. Now the pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball. Count evens up at 2-2. And Ferrer is going to use his timeout. 22-year-old out of Puerto Rico. Fourth-round pick by the Twins last year out of Florida State. Reyes with the 2-2. Got him. Swing and a miss on the elevated heat. Third strikeout of the evening for Emmanuel Reyes. And out number two in the start of the second. So Reyes has got the strikeout pitch working early. It's not been a huge part of his success this season, even if you go back to his time in Columbia. Now facing Jefferson Valladares right on right. First pitch is lined over the leaping Kula Singham and into center field. Don Cohn stops at second. And Valladares is going to flip the lineup card over with a two-out single. Kula Singham was 5 or 6 inches away from making a really terrific leaping catch, but that time his 6-2 frame wasn't enough to haul it in. So first and second with two outs now for Merrick Houston. Led off the ball game with a single, but was later picked off and caught stealing third. Again, right on right, the pitch. Fastball runs in, 1-0. Houston, a native of Florida, just 21 years old. I mentioned drafted this year with the Twins' first round pick out of Wake Forest. He was teammates back in the day with former Bandit Justin Johnson. The pitch. Just outside, 2-0. Mitchell held the ball there for a little extra time, seeing if he could get Zach Hovick to call strike, but to no avail. Already four hits in this ball game for the Colonels. The pitch. Breaking ball falls into the low inside corner for strike one. Getting back to the strikeout numbers, though, for Reyes this year. Just 6.7 per nine innings. The 2-1. On the ground to short. Three hops off the glove of Vasquez into left center. It's going to cost Quad Cities a run. Don Cohn scores. Valladares is to third. And now it's the River Bandits making a defensive blunder. Colonels take a 2-1 lead. Houston, give him credit. He hit the ball hard. 110 off the bat and with a lot of topspin. But Vasquez sort of olayed it over at short. So no RBI. But the run counts all the same in the run column. First and third, two outs now for Billy Amick. The pitch. High fly ball to shallow right field. Frederick circles around it, sprints in. Kula Singham is out there from second, and he's the one to reach up and make a two-handed catch to end the inning. Two runs in, though, for the Colonels. One, an RBI single from Rain Don Cohn. The other, a Bandits air that gives the Twins affiliate a 2-1 lead. Bottom of two next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Struck first tonight, but the Colonels struck twice in the top of the second, so they have a 2-1 lead as the Bandits are back to the plate. Bottom of two led off by Austin Charles. They'll be followed by Carter Frederick and Eric Torres. That trio makes up the bottom third of the Bandits lineup today. They're facing Jose Olivares, the right-handed Colonels pitcher, and he deals ball one inside to open the frame. Charles coming off of a fantastic week against the Rattlers last series. The pitch. That's low ball two. Probably his best week as a River Bandit this season. Charles posting an OPS north of 1,000 and hitting his first two high A homers in the series last week. The pitch popped up first base side in foul ground by Adarez and Tait to the right near the dugout. Tait's got it, making the catch just in front of our first base camera for the first out. So Charles pops up to begin the frame. And now Olivares will go right on right against Carter Frederick. The Bandits scoring in the bottom of the first on a Coolis Singham double. Colonels scored twice in the second on a Raindon Cone single and then an error. Olivares out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Curveball. A little low, maybe inside for ball one. Early on in this ball game, we have as many errors as we have runs scored. The pitch. Another breaking ball called strike this time to Freddie, 1-1. Unfortunately, errors have been an issue for both of these defenses this season. Both Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids top three in the league in total errors, and not in a good way, as Charles chops one foul, 1-2. The Bandits have committed the second most errors in the league, 120 entering play. Colonels are right behind at 118. South Bend Cubs have made the most errors this year in the Midwest League at 134. 1-2. Check swing, and he went around. Strike three. Frederick's down. Olivares picks up his third strikeout of the ball game. Three coming in within his last four batters faced. Had Frederick tied up on an inside pitch. And now he'll go right on right against Eric Torres. Eric getting the start in left field today, where he has so often been. The pitch. Off the hands, blooped over by first and caught. Adarez shuffles the feet near the line, makes the squeeze, and helps Jose Olivares through a quick and easy bottom of the second. We go to the third. Colonels lead 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com.
Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Start of the third at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities trailing Cedar Rapids 2-1 through the first two frames tonight. Eduardo Tait leads off the third and swings through a first pitch changeup out of the hand of Bandit starter Emmanuel Reyes. So far, Reyes tagged for two runs, but just one earned on four hits and a walk. The pitch. Tait pops it up third base side. Out of play it goes. 0-2. Now Reyes got Tait to pop up the first time he faced him back in the first. Much better start to the game against Eduardo for Reyes than he had a few weeks ago. Tait taking a timeout. A couple of paces outside the left-handed box. He adjusts his blue batting gloves and now steps back in there. Reyes with the sign from Mitchell. 0-2 is home. And line towards right. Frederick comes on but has to play it on a bounce. It's a leadoff single for the Twins' number two prospect. Reyes got him into a two-strike count, but then I think caught a little bit more the corner than he intended. Looked like low outside corner with the slider. Hung up a bit too much, and Tait, with good extension on the swing, dropped it into right. Now five hits for the Colonels. Man at first for Kyle DeBarge, and he fouls the first offering off his foot. Mentioned earlier, DeBarge hitting .378 against Quad Cities this year, but he ranks top 10 in the Midwest League in doubles, runs, triples, RBIs, plate appearances, and walks. The pitch popped up straight over our heads in the John O'Donnell press box. And out of play for strike two. A versatile defender, DeBarge can play on the infield. Today he's in left, and he's got both pop and speed. 0-2. Low and outside, couldn't get him to chase. DeBarge with 63 stolen bases on the year. That's the most in the Western Division this season by a decent chunk. 1-2. Down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Now Reyes does have three strikeouts today. And his first was of DeBarge in the opening frame. Short lead at first for Tait. He's held on by Figueroa. Another two-strike toss in the air, deep center field, but playable. Into left center goes Nolan Sailors. He'll reach out to make the catch, and DeBarge is out number one. Straight-up challenge me pitch right there. That was basically 93 down the pipe, and Reyes wins it. Now another top 30 Twins prospect, Brandon Whitaker, to the plate. Like DeBarge, he struck out the first time he came up today. Right-hander on right-hander. The pitch, low and outside. Good backhanded snag by Mitchell. Brandon Whitaker, 6'6", 210 pounds. His hometown, Huntington Beach, California. 1-0. Jess Lum. He's from the same hometown as Colonels outfielder Caden Kendall, who was just placed on the injured list earlier today as Rendon Cohn was activated. 2-0. Called strike, low outside corner, 2-1. Correction, it was Billy Amick who was just activated earlier today, but Don Cohn activated off the injured list since the last time Quad Cities saw the Colonels. Cedar Rapids up 2-1 in the third. Man at first, one out. Here's the pitch. In the air, right center field. Pretty deep. Back goes Sailors. Over is Frederick. Sailors has it. He quickly tosses it in, and Tait scampers back to first. Back-to-back flyouts to center field. Put two away for Danny De Andrade.
Next up, the Colonels number 8, Danny De Andrade.
Emmanuel Reyes opening this season with single-A Columbia, making his way to Quad Cities right at the start of August. As soon as he showed up, he made an impact. Remember, he made his high A debut working out of the bullpen against South Bend back on August 3rd. First pitch to De Andrade. Called strike at the knees. Pitched four innings of extended relief after Luinder Avila had made a rehab start. At the time, he was with AAA Omaha. The pitch. Low and outside, rather low and inside, 1-1. And it was great to see Avila, a former River Bandit, back wearing the blue and gold. But the real story of that day was Emmanuel Reyes against the Cubs. Four scoreless innings, two base runners, and four strikeouts in his high A debut. The pitch. Called strike two, low inside corner. He then followed that performance with his first high A start 6 days later against Beloit. And here in Davenport, he went five scoreless with four strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Foul tip held on to by Mitchell. It's a strikeout to end the inning. Danny De Andrade, who doubled earlier in the game, goes down swinging to strand a man at first base. Fourth of the night for Emmanuel Reyes. We go to the home half of the third. It's 2-1 Colonels on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Bottom three in downtown Davenport. Bandits down against the Colonels 2-1. Sam Kulasingham leads off this frame, and he offers it the first pitch, blooping it down the left field line. DeBarge is over, but it drops foul next to the Bandits' bullpen for strike one. Well, it was actually Nolan Sailors to lead off the inning. I beg your pardon. Sailors down to the count 0-1. Of course, led off the game for the Bandits in the bottom of the first inning. Reached on one of two errors Colonels made in the top of the first. He ultimately came in to score on Kulasingham's RBI double. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike two. Sailors, in his first 27 games, not only as a River Bandit, but as a professional, hitting .295 with an .825 OPS. The pitch, way outside. In the month of August, his first full month as a Bandit, he posted a .463 on-base percentage, which was second best in the league. 1-2. Line foul down the left side. Count holds. Jose Olivares still doing the pitching for the Colonels. Through two innings, one unearned run allowed. One hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Now sitting at 32 pitches. Another two-strike toss to Sailors. It's tapped foul weakly to the right side. Nolan stays alive. Sailors last week against Cedar Rapids, not only getting on base a whole heck of a lot, but three doubles and a triple mixed in there as well. Some extra base prowess from him. The pitch taken away. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, he stole four bases, drew a couple of walks, and played his usual terrific center field. Olivares comes home again. Got him. Swing and a miss on a terrific curveball. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander. That brings up Sam Kulasinghe with Blake Mitchell on deck. Well, during the pregame show, I was mentioning Cedar Rapids and the series they had last week against the Beloit Skycarp. They split that six-game set. But goodness, their pitching was phenomenal. First pitch to Kula. Chopped in the home plate area. Foul. Strike one. Against the Skycarp last week, Cedar Rapids posted a team ERA of 196, third best mark in minor league baseball. 0-1. Just outside, one ball, one strike. And then their team whip. Again, these are team numbers. 0.96, second best in MILB. The pitch. Chopper towards second. Kulasinghe rolls over. De Andrade scoops it up. Makes an underhand flip to first, and that's out number two. So the pitching was phenomenal. Now, where they struggled last week was offensively. They had a .184 team batting average and scored just 11 runs in their six games against the Skycarp, the fewest in MILB, but they still split that series 3-3. Two outs, nobody on for Blake Mitchell. He'll take in the dirt for ball one. Quad Cities is coming in off a series against Wisconsin where the offense was the highlight. Pitching was still very, very solid, don't get me wrong. But the bats put together one of their best weeks of the season. The pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. The Bandits outscored Wisconsin 33-13. They had a team average of .272, and they totaled 18 extra base hits, tied for the second most in the league last week. The pitch. Fastball. A bit up, maybe outside, ball three. It was a great sign to see for Quad City's offense, which in the month of August generally struggled. Here's the pitch. That's low, and ball four. Well, another series, another walk for Blake Mitchell. He now has eight in his last five ball games, and his Midwest League lead since joining the Bandits back in July just continues to grow. That is Mitchell's 41st in 44 games this season. Tying runner aboard for Daniel Vasquez, who takes a mighty hack at the first pitch but comes up empty, 0-1. Vasquez was the beneficiary of the second Colonel's error in the game back in the first inning. Allowed him to reach first. He later stole second but was left stranded. Olivares is 0-1. On a line to right center field, Whittaker was shaded perfectly, and into the alley he goes to make the catch and end the inning. Really good swing from Daniel Vasquez, but whoever handles the defensive positioning in that first base dugout had clearly done their homework. That puts us to the first third of today's ball game. We go to the fourth. Colonels still lead Quad Cities 2-1.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Top of the fourth inning in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchival pleased to be with you tonight. Top of the fourth, Rain Don Cone leads off and takes down low. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Cedar Rapids against Emmanuel Reyes, who's back out there for the Bandits. The pitch. Looped foul over the screen, 1-1. Sun continuing to set over the first base side of the ballpark. No longer any rays of sun visible on the field. Maybe a little bit on the left center field wall, but that's it. The pitch rolled over to third. Two hops for Charles, who fields belt high, throws to first, and puts away Don Cone to start the inning. Rain with an RBI single. His last time up, but set down this time, as here's Jaime Ferrer. Pitch count will be something interesting to watch for Reyes. Now 3 1/3 innings into the night. He's at 59 pitches. He's given up just one earned run. Two total runs. The five hits, though, have been his biggest problem. First pitch to Ferrer. Low and outside. He didn't have a problem against Jaime in the second. He struck him out swinging. Reyes also with four strikeouts on the game. He takes a deep breath, kicks and fires. Up and inside near the hands for ball two. Talking about it earlier, the last time Reyes faced the Colonels, he struggled with the hits as well. Gave up 13 over 4 1/3 back on August 16th. The pitch. Up and away. Ball three. That one performance raised Reyes' Bandits opponent batting average by 200 points. 3-0. There's a called strike one. He went into that outing, which was his third career high A start, with an opponent's batting average of .097, and it was .291 at the end of the night. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Ferrer tried to put that thing on the Ferris wheel. Comes up empty for strike two. Ferrer had a terrific month of July, but struggled in August, hitting just .156 last month. Hit .291 in July. The payoff. Club down the left field line and fair. Two-hopping the wall next to the 343 sign, and Ferrer is going to start September with a one-out double. Second two-bagger of the game for the Colonels. For Ferrer, his 19th of the season. Well, he got a middle-in fastball, and he did not miss it. 111 miles per hour off the bat and to the wall. So Colonels, who already have a 2-1 lead, have a man in scoring position for Valladares. First pitch, swing and a miss. Ball got away from Mitchell. He picks it up, fires down to third. Not in time, and the ball dropped anyways by Charles. Great read by Ferrer. He saw that ball in the dirt, even with a bit of a tough angle from where he was getting his lead at second. Able to scamper up ahead of a good throw from B. Mitch. So now Quad Cities has to bring the infield in. We'll see if this gets ruled a pass ball or a wild pitch. I think it's the former. Right on right, the offering up and in. Valladares gets his hands out of the way. Well, if it's a wild pitch, it's Reyes' second of the year. If it's a pass ball, it's Mitchell's third. The 1-1. Bouncing ball, the short snag by Vasquez. Ferrer breaks for the plate, and now they've got him trapped. Mitchell races him to third. He applies a tag halfway down the line. And that's a big out number two for Quad Cities. Ferrer was going on contact, but the bouncer went right to Vasquez. Made a strong throw home, and Mitchell stayed composed, racing him back towards third, and with one pump fake, got him to spin towards the plate, and he applied the tag. So Valladares is going to reach on a fielder's choice. He's to first, and with two outs, it's back to the top of the order for Merrick Houston. Reyes comes home and pours in strike one on the fastball. By the way, it was ruled a pass ball on Mitchell, allowing Ferrer to third. 0-1. Fastball pops the middle. Mitchell for a called strike two. 92 miles per hour near the outer edge. Colonels have a 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Man at first, two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-2. A second time, now third time through the order. Reyes has not gotten many chases in two strike counts. He delivers again, and it's popped off the hands right into the middle of the infield. Reyes points it out. The first baseman, Figueroa, is over, and a couple of steps onto the mound, he makes the catch. Now, the Bandits defense was a little rocky to start the ball game, but here in the fourth, they help Emmanuel Reyes through a scoreless frame. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colonels in front of the Bandits still 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Home half of the fourth from downtown Davenport. Kyle Kercheval joining you on Valley Sports Live, MILB TV, and RiverBandits.com. It's game one of Quad City's six-game series against Cedar Rapids, and right now the visitors are up 2-1. Bottom four led off by Trevor Werner. He fouls the first pitch fastball off the catcher, Taiyi, who hunches over in some pain. So plate umpire Zach Hovick gives him a second to shake it off and delivers a new baseball to Olivares himself. Bandit starter Emmanuel Reyes, all things considered, has pitched pretty well today. Four innings, two runs allowed, one earned. Yes, he's given up six hits, but only one walk and four strikeouts. The only run Olivares has yielded, an unearned run. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back just over the screen and off the press box all the way back down into the seating bowl. Olivares, who's obviously pitched three fewer outs than Reyes, has been a little more efficient, though. 0-2. Skips in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Reyes threw four innings, 71 pitches. Olivares threw three, 43. He struck Werner out in the first inning. He has him in a 1-2 count here. The pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss on the cutter. And that pitch, sitting 86, 85 miles per hour, has some good late horizontal bite. And with a generally right-handed heavy lineup, no surprise Olivares has featured it as much as he has today. So one out, nobody on for Darlene Figueroa. He's a left-handed hitter. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a changeup, exactly how he started the at-bat in the first. Went down swinging. Figueroa has now struck out 10 times in his last 20 ABs. Pitch. Fastball called strike two, this time on the low outside corner at 94. Third baseman Austin Charles waits on deck for the River Bandits. Two-strike toss in the dirt. Figueroa lays off. Figueroa, a one-time Dodgers farmhand. Last time he took the field against Modern Woodmont Park, it was against the Great Lakes Loons, the Dodgers' high A affiliate. The pitch, wave and a miss, had him in front of a changeup. Boy, that pitch has been devastating to lefties. Back-to-back K's to start the bottom of the fourth for Olivares. He's now up to six strikeouts in the game. Matching his totals from his previous two starts. See if AC can break it up here. First pitch. Fastball in, 1-0. Charles popped up to the catcher tight back in the second inning. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Strike one. Again, that cutter. Stadium lights helping us out now. No sun to speak of. The pitch. A little low, ball two. Just a few of the lights on the Ferris wheel right now, but the carousel and the frog hopper are lit up at 100%. Still waiting for the lights to come on the Centennial Bridge connecting downtown Davenport and downtown Rock Island. 2-1. Waved at and missed. Strike two. More off speed from Olivares. Nobody warming up in either bullpen right now, but Quad Cities relievers are kind of milling about behind the bullpen mound as if somebody might start throwing soon. The pitch. It's fouled off his hands and off the netting over the Bandits dugout. I mentioned Reyes at 71 pitches. He's gone north of 80 in each of his previous three, but not above 90. Another two-strike pitch to Charles. High fly ball, right center field, into the alley and playable. Whitaker and Ferrer are there, and it's the latter, Jaime Ferrer, who makes the catch to end a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. Quad Cities goes down in order. We go to the fifth. Cedar Rapids in front of the River Bandits, 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodmont Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodmont Park, where your event comes to play.
Top of the fifth inning in downtown Davenport, Cedar Rapids coming back to the plate against Emmanuel Reyes. The River Bandits starter is getting up there a little bit in pitch count, but still going strong. He's given up just two hits to his last nine batters faced. This batter, Billy Amick, to start the fifth, right on right. Reyes looks in, fires, and misses outside. 4-1. Billy, 6'1", 220 pounds. Lists his hometown as Batesburg, South Carolina. The pitch. Ball strike, low outside corner. Amick did get to see the Bandits around July 4th, but not earlier in August. The pitch. Low and outside, 2-1. Yet another highly touted prospect on this Colonel squad. The pitch. Fouled off the hands, out of play. 2-2. Played in just 18 games with single-A Fort Myers last year. But quickly to the high-A ranks in the Midwest League. 2-2. Club to left, on a line. Torres sprints over, reaches out, and makes a great catch. Amick retired. That ball was scorched off the barrel. 106 miles per hour to Torres's right. And with how hard that ball was hit and how much it was sinking, there was zero margin for error. That's one where Amick will probably get a couple of pats on the back in the dugout for, even though he's the first out. Now the left-handed hitting catcher, Eduardo Tait. He's 1-for-2 tonight. First pitch, that's it towards left, but it'll slice foul over the third base sweets. With that sunset over the first base side, now a little purple and orange sprinkled on the clouds behind center and right field. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Good changeup from Reyes, 0-2. Also, about a two-thirds moon visible over downtown Rock Island. Another postcard night in the Quad Cities. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Went back to the changeup, and Taik goes back to the bench. Fifth strikeout for Emmanuel Reyes. He's certainly mixed in the K's tonight. Right on left, Tait, not an easy man to strike out. Now two away and nobody on for DeBarge. 0-for-2 start for him. He flew out to third his last time, or rather, flew out to center in the third his last time up. First pitch, down and away, 1-1. Now there is some movement in Quad City's bullpen now. Looks like left-hander Tyler Davis is starting to get loose. The pitch. Inside, 2. Reyes now over the 80-pitch mark. Safe to say this is probably his last frame of action. 2-0. Just outside, 3. Reyes steps off the back of the mound, takes a moment to look out to right and take a deep breath before re-engaging. 3-0. A swing and a base hit into left. It splits Charles and Vasquez, and Kyle DeBarge with a 3-0 green light as a two-out single. Next up for the girls, number 20, 107th hit of the season for Kyle. And he extends the inning for Brandon Whittaker, which is always a dangerous thing if you're the team in the field. Right on right, Reyes back into the stretch. First pitch. Grounder foul through the third base coach's box and down by that bullpen. Nice cleanup work from LP Langevin, who's got the bodyguard duties of sorts tonight, protecting Chris Brito in the bullpen. 0-1. Popped up, out of play, over the third base dugout, and Whitaker's down 0-2. Now, Brandon, when he first faced Reyes back in August, went 3-for-3 against him in that start on the 16th, but tonight 0-for-2 with a strikeout and in danger of punching out again. Reyes takes a timeout, does a little bit of yard work in the right-handed box. Now steps out and slowly steps back in with those baby blue cleats. Reyes gets the sign for Mitchell. DeBarge, a great base stealer away from first. A pickoff throw that way, and he dives back without a tag. Top of the fifth inning in downtown Davenport. Cedar Rapids leads Quad Cities 2-1. Reyes is ready. 0-2 pitch. A little low. Slider at 85 miles per hour. Whittaker rests the bat on his right shoulder. Reyes with the 1-2. Bouncing ball to third. Snagged to the left by Charles. Throw to second is in time to end the inning 5-4. Nothing comes of DeBarge's two-out single. And Emmanuel Reyes, whose night is likely over, likely finishes it with three straight scoreless frames. Halfway through the series opener, we go to the bottom of five. Cedar Rapids in front of Quad Cities, 2-1.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. One-run deficit for the River Bandits as they come to the plate for the bottom of the fifth inning. Carter Frederick leads off against Jose Olivares. The Colonel's starter is back out there. First pitch, Freddie swings and fouls it straight back for strike one. Olivares tonight, four innings, one run allowed, but an unearned run on just one hit and one walk with six strikeouts. The pitch. Fouled back again into the netting, 0-2. Frederick struck out back in the second inning. Olivares from Aracia de Ortuco in Venezuela. 0-2 pitch. Strike three, swinging. That's seven strikeouts now for Olivares, who has three amongst his last four Bandits hitters faced. And it's safe to say he's settled in. He has given up just one hit. It was that Sam Coolisingham RBI double back in the first, and the only reason it's produced a run was because Sailors had reached on an error. First pitch to Eric Torres now. That's a little low. Nolan Sailors in the top of the order. Waits on deck. Tyler Davis continuing to warm up in Quad City's bullpen after a solid five-inning outing from Emmanuel Reyes. 1-0. High fly ball straightaway center field. Whittaker lost it momentarily. Now camps underneath it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Olivares not only effective, but efficient. 62 pitches through 4 2/3, and it's back to the top for Sailors, who again reached on the air in the first inning, stole second, and scored to what right now is Quad City's only run. Right on left, Olivares out of the windup. First pitch, way outside, ball one. Jose closing in on 90 innings this season. Great turnaround for him. considering all the injuries he dealt with last year. The pitch. That's low for ball two. Spent the entirety of last season on single-A Fort Myers' roster. But because of two different IL stints, only totaled 46 frames. The pitch. Fastball up, 3-0. Obviously, production, stats, we know what's important. But equally as important, health and guys rebounding from seasons like that. The pitch. Called strike on a fastball. As much as we celebrate guys having great seasons, winning accolades, got to celebrate the guys who have gotten back to full strength. 3-1. Called strike. Low outside corner on the fastball at 93. A pitcher's pitch. Nothing Sailors could do to that. Certainly not. He was not what he was looking for in a 3-1 count. It's now full. Olivares comes home, and it's tapped weakly up the first baseline, and it spins foul in front of the first base coach's box. Amongst Sailors' terrific month of August, when the Bandits were at Veterans Memorial Stadium from the 12th to the 17th, Sailors posted a 5.71 on base percentage. He's officially 0-for-2 tonight. Another payoff. Breaking ball. Missed high, and Sailors draws a walk. That one looked pretty good from up here. But Zachovic says ball four, and Sailors trots down to first as the Bandits' fourth base runner of the ball game. That snaps a string of six straight retired and puts the tying run on for Kulasingham. Switch hitter hits left-handed and takes a fastball for strike one. Now with his RBI double in the first inning, Kula up to 129 hits on the year. Most in a single season for a River Bandit since 2015. The pitch. A little low. 1-1. In terms of multi-hit efforts, well, you know the situation there. He has 36, which is far more now than any River Bandits hitter since the club became a Royals affiliate in 2021, passing guys like Michael Massey, Vinny Pasquantino, etc. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Snap throw to first. And just back with a dive is Sailors. That was close. And Sailors may have gotten whacked by Valladares on the tag. Helmet was laying beside him. Sailors was rubbing his eye. Valladares immediately reached back around and said, my bad. Great throw behind the plate from Tait. 1-2 count on Kula. The pitch. Slow tapper up the first baseline. That's an easy one for Valladares. He'll pick it up, take to the bag himself, and end a fifth frame of work from Jose Olivares. 7 strikeouts through 5, 1 unearned run allowed. We go to the 6th. Cedar Rapids remains in front of Quad Cities 2-1 as Tyler Davis jogs in from the Bandits bullpen.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
We'll be right back.
the start of inning number six from Modern Woodman Park. Cedar Rapids leads the River Bandits 2-1 in this series opener. Jesus Aswahe is the first skipper to make a call to the bullpen tonight. After five solid innings from right-hander Emmanuel Reyes, it's left-hander Tyler Davis, who comes out of the bullpen, making his 26th outing of the season for Quad Cities, 4-2 with a 4.07 ERA. First man he'll face, Danny D'Andrade, out of the Colonel's sixth spot. First pitch, it's a called strike one. D'Andrade did not like the call. Rendon Cohn waits on deck. Jaime Ferrer in the hole. All three right-handed hitters to face the southpaw. The pitch is lined into center field and caught knee-high by Sailors on the way in. There was enough backspin on that liner to keep it in the air, even though D'Andrade smoked it at 104 miles per hour. Sailors was able to make the squeeze. So a decently loud out number one, but an out nonetheless. Davis now facing Don Cohn, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. First pitch over the first base dugout, out of play. Well, Davis making his second appearance with the River Bandits since coming off the injured list. Gave up a run in one inning of work against Wisconsin a few nights ago. The pitch, that's scooped into shallow right and will drop for a base hit. Second knock of the evening for Rendon Cohn. He goes inside out. And reaches for Jaime Ferrer. Well, Davis spent some time in August on the injured list, but also with Single-A Columbia. Remember, he was down there not because of any sort of poor performance with the Bandits, but just to become another body for that team. The pitch. Ferrer takes strike one. And that's just kind of the nature of the minor leagues. Sometimes one level needs an arm, and sometimes you have to send guys down to fill that spot. The pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. In the month of July, Davis's last full season, or rather full month, I should say, with Quad Cities, he struck out 17 in 12 innings and had a 2.25 ERA. The numbers were not the reason. He was a firefly for a bit. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball from Davis. It's 1-2. Tyler, 23 years old, from Newport News, Virginia. 15th round pick by the Royals in 2024. Former Mississippi State Bulldog. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball. A little slide step for good measure. Ferrer down swinging for the second time tonight. There's out number two in the sixth. It'll bring up Jefferson Valladares, but Don Cohn still at first base. The fastball for Davis tops out 91-92, but when you speed up your delivery like that, you can maybe add an extra mile per hour or two to your fastball. First pitch. Called strike. Low inside corner, 92. In addition to two seasons at Mississippi State, Davis also spent 2 years in the Atlantic 10 Conference at Virginia Commonwealth. The pitch. In the air to right center field and playable. Sailors moves over to his left, reaches up, and makes the catch. It's a scoreless top of the sixth, and a scoreless start for Tyler Davis. Bandits coming back to the plate, and it looks like they'll still be facing Jose Olivares. At least we'll find out momentarily. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing,
availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Bottom of the sixth at Modern Woodman Park. The Bandits are trying to get the offense going. They've scored just one run on one hit against Colonel starter Jose Olivares, who is back out there. Blake Mitchell, Daniel Vasquez, Trevor Werner to face him for a third time as B. Mitch takes a called strike one. As we work our way through this half inning, definitely want to update you on some of the latest moves within the Kansas City Royals farm system that have impacted the Bandits roster. A one. That's high. One ball, one strike. Right-handed reliever Mauricio Valise was promoted to AA Northwest Arkansas the other day. Officially moved on Thursday, but we had the move announced to us today. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Strike two had Mitchell in front of a breaking ball. And filling his 30th spot on the active roster, if you will, one of the newest members of the Royals farm system. As Mitchell steps out for a TO. It's Corey Ronan, a left-hander from Chicago, Illinois, and the University of Hawaii, who is available and in the bullpen for Jesus Asuaje tonight. 1-2. Mitchell clubs one, but foul, hooking behind the Colonel's bullpen and behind the backyard deck foul. Count holds at 1-2. I heard from various sources that Ronan was looking fantastic down in Arizona before getting transferred up to Quad Cities. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Took him off the edge with a changeup. That is the eighth strike out of the game for Jose Olivares and out number one in the bottom of the sixth. So the Bandits are still at 30 active players. They have 17 active pitchers, including now the lefty Ronan. Always good to have another lefty in your bullpen in the midst of a playoff push. Here's Daniel Vasquez. First pitch, wave and a miss, strike one. Another move in the Royals farm system that doesn't necessarily involve the River Bandits, but brings up the River Bandits in a roundabout way, is Carter Jensen. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Jenso is headed to the show. A 2023 and 2024 River Bandit, and the Royals' number two prospect, as rated by MLB Pipeline, has just had his contract selected by Kansas City, and he is the newest member of the Royals. 0-2. Curveball got him looking absolutely frozen on strike three. 77 miles per hour. Like a drop of molasses falling off the jar. Vasquez is the ninth strikeout of the game for Olivares, who has just matched his season high. In case you had any question as to whether or not he'd go out for another frame or how he'd do, those questions are being answered now. First pitch to Werner. Wave and a miss, strike one. But a big congratulations to Carter Jensen, one of the more fun guys to get to know over the last few years in the Royals farm system. Jensen played in 201 career games with the Bandits from 2023 to 2024. 21 homers, 85 RBIs. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Werner behind 0-2. And Olivares, third time through the order, is looking quite comfortable. Colonels do have a man up in the bullpen, but Olivares looks like he's on pace to complete a quality start, going for his second of the season and his first since the end of June. He's already struck out Werner twice tonight. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, outer half, inning over. 10 strikeouts for Jose Olivares through six innings. He has given up one unearned run, and he is likely going to depart this game in line for the win. Colonels up 2-1. We move to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. It's been a dominant night on the mound for Colonels starter Jose Olivares, who has struck out a season-high 10 River Bandits across a six-inning start. Top of seven will be pitched by the River Bandits right-hander Max Martin. Top of the order he'll face in Eric Houston, who takes ball one high. Billy Amick and Eduardo Tait, as the Colonels are in front of the Bandits 2-1. The Bandits only hit their only run-producing swing. Sam Kulasingham's RBI double back in the first inning. 1-0. Called strike low outside corner, 1-1. Now Max Martin coming in after a scoreless frame from Tyler Davis, who was the first man to pitch in relief of Emmanuel Reyes tonight. Martin, the tall, slender righty with the 1-1. Foul back to the backstop netting, 1-2. For Davis, one scoreless inning, one hit, no walks, one strikeout. Threw 10 pitches in the sixth inning, and nine of them went for a strike. 1-2 pitch. Outside of the breaking ball. Max Martin, the 21-year-old from Northridge, California, and 10th round pick by the Royals this year, making just his third appearance as a River Bandit. 2-2 to Houston. Fouled back to the backstop. Top the Colonel's order, Merrick is 1-for-3 with a single. Reached on an error in the second and then popped up to first base in the fourth. Martin trying to make him his first strikeout victim of the night. The pitch. Slider pulled foul off the Bandits dugout. Right just in front of it. Martin, the 10th round pick by the Royals this year out of UC Irvine. He's pitched a combined 2 1/3 scoreless frames through his first two professional outings. Another 2-2 to Houston. Way outside, ball three. Martin, UC Irvine this year, 14 saves and 27 appearances, a 3.29 ERA. His nickname is the closer, but he's not been asked to appear in a save situation yet for the Bandits. 3-2. Struck him out, swinging. There's the second professional strikeout, though, for Max Martin. He gets Houston, a fellow 2025 draftee, with the fastball. We saw Martin pitch in the game on Friday night against Wisconsin. Picked up his first strikeout against Josh Adamczewski, as now Billy Emick stands in and takes low and outside. Well, after striking out all three men he faced in the sixth inning, it looks like Jose Olivares will be done for the night. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. Count evens at 1-1. That is not a guarantee, but just considering pitch count, which for Olivares is at 85, and the fact the Colonels have a right-hander warming up, I think it's a pretty safe inference. The pitch is popped down by that Colonel's bullpen, but it slices out of play onto the Party Plaza. We'll check in with the out-of-town scoreboard here shortly as we continue to watch the second half playoff races in both the West and the East divisions. 1-2, slider, got him looking, strike three called. Back-to-back punchies to start the night for Max Martin. Houston down swinging, Amick down looking. A couple of top 20 prospects in the Twin system set down by way of the K. And now here is another one in the left-handed hitting catcher Eduardo Tait. 1-for-3 with a single in the third inning. First pitch. Fastball, Tait taking all the way, watches it go outside. No finals yet in the Midwest League, but actually one just went final up in West Michigan minutes ago. The pitch. Popped him up, third base side. Drifting into foul ground, Austin Charles behind the coach's box. He's got it. And Max Martin has got a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Couple of strikeouts, three quick outs. The Bandits right back to the plate after stretch time here in downtown Davenport. 2-1 Colonels on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com. Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. To the pleasure of the River Bandits, Cedar Rapids has made a pitching change. Right-hander Matt Gabbert has taken over for Jose Olivares as Darlene Figueroa steps in and for the third straight at-bat swings and misses on strike one. Figgy Charles and Freddie do up against Gabbert, the right-hander. Olivares with a season-high 10 strikeouts tonight as Figueroa grounds one weakly down the first baseline. It's scooped up by Valladares. That ball somehow stayed fair. And it's three unassisted to retire Figueroa for a quick first down. Final line for Olivares, six innings, one unearned run, allowed on one hit, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. One of his best performances of the season. And now Gabbert comes in to make his eighth appearance of the season for the Colonels. He is 1-1 with a 4.38 ERA as he pitches to Austin Charles. First offering, wave and a miss on a breaking ball, strike one. Gabbert last pitched on the 28th against Beloit. Went 3 2/3 innings out of the bullpen and gave up just 1-1 with three strikeouts. The pitch is hit deep to left field. DeBarge scoots back, shy of the track, reaches up and makes a chest-high catch. That is out number two. And I think Charles just missed his first Modern Woodman Park homer. Kind of wrapped around a pitch high and outside. It was a hanging breaking ball, but caught too much of the end of the bat on it. You could hear the contact wasn't solid. So two quick outs for Gabbert. The Bandits do not have a hit since the first inning as Carter Frederick is in the box. First pitch, fouled back into the screen for strike one. Matt Gabbert from Spokane Valley, Washington. A 23-year-old undrafted free agent signed by the Twins back in 2023. The pitch. Fastball, outer half, called strike two on Freddie. Carter takes a timeout, wipes the sweat from his brow after lifting off his helmet, and now back in the box he goes. 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Gabbert's 0-2. Curveball down and away. Well, that curveball is his go-to out pitch against right-handers. 78 miles per hour and with a ton of vertical break. Now the 1-2. Missed high with a fastball. Classic sequencing there. 2-2. Colonels with 2 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. The Bandits 1 run on 1 hit and 1 error. Gabbert shakes off the first side from Tait. Now likes the second. The pitch. Fastball. Wave and a miss. Strike 3. Blew him away with 90 miles per hour. And Matt Gabbert makes quick work of Quad Cities in the 7th. We go to the 8th. Colonels still up 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Have taken over this game. Both squads' relievers have combined to face 9 batters and retired 8 of them, including 4 strikeouts, one of which picked up by Matt Gabbert to quickly set down the Bandits in the bottom of the 7th. Top of 8, Kyle DeBarge leads off, and the Cedar Rapids left fielder takes inside for ball 1. Max Martin still on the mound for Quad Cities after he dazzled in the top of the 7th with 2 strikeouts and a pop-up. 1-0. Got him right in between the numbers on the back of the jersey. It was clearly a slider that did not slide. It gets away from Martin, and that's his first hit batsman as a pro. DeBarge reaches for the second time in 4 plate appearances tonight. And the Colonels have some legitimate speed on the base paths for a legitimate power threat in Brandon Whitaker. Quad Cities, though, has held him in check tonight. He's 0-3. Double play depth for the Bandits infield. They've turned to 88 times this year. The pitch. That slider does slide, and it's a called strike on the low inside corner. Well, I was trying to get into the out-of-town scoreboard in the last half inning, but Matt Gabbert apparently has a dinner reservation he needs to get to tonight. 0-1. Check swing. Ball down. The appeal. No, not necessary. Zach Hovick takes matters into his own hands and signals a called strike 2 from behind the plate. That game in West Michigan that went final, another victory for the Whitecaps, who are 2 wins away from 90 on the season. They are 50 games over 500 at 8-5. The most important game that Quad Cities is watching tonight, Peoria at Beloit from ABC Supply Stadium in southern Wisconsin. And right now, the Skycarp have a 4-1 lead on Peoria through 7. 0-2 pitch, ball gets away, and up the second goes DeBarge, and Whitaker strikes out. First base was occupied, so even though the ball got away from Mitchell, no drop third situation. It's a stolen bag for DeBarge. And one out to bring up Danny DeAndrade.
Next up for the Colonels, number 8, Danny DeAndrade.
Third strikeout now for Max Martin. DeAndrade 1-3 with a double in the second. Right on right, Martin out of the stretch, looks to second. Fires in and misses low and outside with a fastball. So if Quad Cities, who trails 2-1, loses this game and Beloit gets a win against Peoria, the Skycart magic number drops to 3 with 5 games remaining this week for both teams. A great game and a great series in Eastlake, Ohio this week as the two teams duking it out for the second half East Division title are playing each other in Great Lakes and Lake County. 1-0 pitch. Fastball right there, called strike one. And that score, fitting of the series. Top of 8-5-5. Loons and Captains tied at Classic Auto Group Park. Right now, Lake County has a half-game lead on the playoff spot in the Eastern Div. 1-1. That is tapped foul. May have hit D'Andrade's bat a couple of times as the count falls to 1-2. Over in Dayton, the Red Hot Dragons, who have won 13 in a row, trail the Lansing Lugnuts in the 8th. It's 3-2 at Dayer Ballpark. At Fort Wins Field in South Bend, Wisconsin leads the Cubs 4-2. South Bend also in the Western Division playoff race, but right now on the outside looking in. 1-2. Outside, D'Andrade does not chase, and the count evens up at 2-2. Colonels are out-hitting Quad Cities 8-1. But they are just 1-for-6 with men in scoring position today. DeBarge at second base, one out. Another two-strike pitch coming to D'Andrade. Martin fires, and the slider is rolled over to third. Picked up by Charles, who throws back to second, and DeBarge is out! Great tag from Sam Kulasingham, and some poor base running for the Colonels. Takes the man out of scoring position. D'Andrade reaches on a fielder's choice, and out at second, 5-4 is DeBarge. He took a couple of hard steps towards third, almost like he was tempting Charles to throw, and AC said fine. Kula got the tag down as DeBarge went in head first. Leather right on the top of his left hand. So just like that, a man out of scoring position, but at first with two outs for Rain Don Cone. First pitch. He swings and grounds it to the left side, past the diving Vasquez into left field. Rain Don Cone is 3-for-4 in his return to Modern Woodman Park. 3 singles and an RBI back in the second. He passes the torch on to Jaime Ferrer. Quad Cities does have a man warming up in the bullpen, and it's Hunter Alberini. Colonels now with 9 hits in the ballgame. Ferrer, one of them with a double in the fourth, but also 2 strikeouts. Martin delivers. Check swing, breaking ball outside. No appeal, it's 1-0. As far as action goes in the Kansas City Royals farm system tonight, a couple of big run totals out there, and one for Single A Columbia, who has an 11-8 lead on Myrtle Beach in the 9th. The pitch just outside, 2-0. Double A Northwest Arkansas is in a more traditional scoring ball game, but they trail Springfield 4-3 in the 4th at Arvest Ballpark. And it's been a tough night so far for Triple A Omaha. The 2-0. Fastball finds the low outside corner for strike one. Right now in Des Moines, the I-Cubs lead the Chasers 12-0 through 6. 2-1 lead for the Colonels in downtown Davenport. Martin's 2-1. Outside, ball 3. This is already a season high in terms of innings pitched for Martin, which for him is a career high. He's got an inning and two-thirds scoreless and struck out 3, but in a little bit of hot water now. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Ferrer couldn't connect on the fastball, and the count runs full. He got exactly the pitch he was looking for, an elevated fastball at 91, but he whiffed. So both runners in motion. Full count, 2 outs. Martin sets. Kicks and fires. Wave and a miss, strike 3. 4 strikeouts and now 2 scoreless innings for Max Martin. couple of kernels stranded in the top of the eighth, and he keeps the Bandits' deficit at just one. 2-1 kernels. Bandits back to the plate when we return on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Martin has struck out four over two scoreless innings to help keep the Bandits' deficit at 2-1. Eric Torres takes a called strike to begin the bottom of the eighth. 9-1-2 due up for Quad Cities against Matt Gabbert, who dominated in the seventh. The pitch. Called strike two. Well, he is pounding the zone. Gabbert needed just nine pitches to get through that seventh inning, seven of which for a strike, and three of those strikes against Carter Frederick. Went down swinging. Now an 0-2 pitch to Torres. Eric pops a breaking ball towards second base. Shortstop Houston takes charge, and a couple of steps on the infield grass makes the catch. Four straight set down to start the night for Gabbert, and including Jose Olivares' final inning in a third. And his eight straight retired by Colonels pitching. Trying to make it nine straight against Nolan Sailors, who was the last Bandits base runner. He drew a two-out walk in the fifth, but was left stranded. Right on left, Gabbert delivers. Breaking ball, grounded weakly to second base. De Andrade has a routine play. He makes it at first with Valladares. And there's quickly out number two. Well, somewhere in the scouting report, the Bandits have figured that an aggressive approach is the way to go against Gabbert. He's been pounding the strike zone, and they've been willing to swing, but right now resulting in outs. So two away, nobody on for Kula Singham. One for three with that RBI double in the first. The pitch. Called strike one, low outside corner. And a tip of the cap, of course, to Gabbert. I mean, he's making this happen. Getting ahead early and forcing the Bandits to swing. The pitch. That's down and in. One ball, one strike. Hunter Alberini continues to warm in Quad City's bullpen. Looks like a pretty surefire bet. He'll be on for the top of the ninth once we get there. Colonels up 2-1. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a good changeup. That's strike two. Sixteen pitches, 13 strikes for Gabbert. He comes home. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Matt Gabbert is playing on beginner level right now. Six straight set down and all retired mighty quick. Just like that, off to the ninth. Colonels still lead the Bandits 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Top of inning number 9 from downtown Davenport. The score is the same as it's been since the second inning. Cedar Rapids leads Quad Cities 2-1 in game 1 of this 6-game season concluding set. New pitcher on the mound for the Bandits. It's right-hander Hunter Alberini, who's been warming up over the last couple of innings. He starts his night against Jefferson Valladares. First pitch fastball in for strike 1. Alberini taking over after a phenomenal 2 innings from another newer Bandits pitcher, Max Martin. 0-1. Fouled over the screen, out of play. Quickly 0-2. Martin with 2 scoreless innings. He allowed just 1 hit. Didn't walk anybody. And struck out a new career high 4. Valladares 1-for-3 in the 9 spot with a second inning single. Alberini comes home. Way outside, 1-2. Alberini, 23-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada. 11th round pick by the Royals this year out of the University of Arizona. 1-2. He is served into right field. A base hit. Skips off the edge of the infield dirt and into right field. Kulasinghe was shifted up the middle, thus out of position to make a play that normally would have been right at him. So a little opposite field poke for Valladares, and now back to the top of the order for Merrick Houston. Well, Alberini coming off of a outing quite similar to what Max Martin did tonight. He pitched 2 scoreless innings against Wisconsin his last time out. In fact, a week ago, last Tuesday. First pitch to Houston. Wave and a miss. 0-1. He pitched 2 scoreless innings, didn't allow any base runners, and struck out 4. That was his first career road appearance after making his high A debut with the Bandits on the 22nd here against Great Lakes. The pitch. Houston puts down a bunt in front of the plate. Mitchell picks it up, fires to first, and gets the out there. Merrick Houston laying down a sacrifice to move Valladares into scoring position with 1 out. That is a rare, rare sack bunt for Cedar Rapids. How rare? Just their 6th of the season. But when you've got this guy, Billy Amick, following you, you can't really blame Houston. 2-1 lead for the Colonels. A potential insurance run at second with 1 out. Right on right, Alberini fires home. Misses outside, ball 1. Hunter made 18 appearances all out of the bullpen in the Big 12 for Arizona this last season before the Royals scooped him up in the draft. The pitch. Cut on and missed. Good fastball. Alberini dials it up to 93, and it's 1-1. Also spent some time at the College of Southern Nevada. It's the 2024 NGCAA All-American. Was an All-American honorable mention, I should say, as Amick takes outside ball 2. But he did win Region 18 Relief Pitcher of the Year honors. Posted a 1.42 ERA in his 1 season with the College of Southern Nevada. 2-1. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Stabbed by Alberini. He'll underhand flip to first for the out there. Valladares up to third, but some great reactions on the mound take away what probably would have been an RBI hit for Billy Amick. 0 margin for error there. Alberini with just a little reach to his left. Ball in leather. Out completed, 1-3. So now Valladares at third for the catcher, Eduardo Tait. 1-for-4 with a single tonight. Alberini comes home. Made cut at a first pitch fastball, but empty, 0-1. Alberini out of Centennial High School in Nevada. 2-year letter winner on the diamond. A deep breath and a 0-1. Inside, 1-1. But when you look down the biographies of River Bandits pitchers, just players in general, few have as many fun facts built into them as Alberini's, especially when it comes to his hobbies. The pitch. Low and inside, trapped by Mitchell. 2-1 on Tait. Alberini, an amateur beekeeper, and also somebody who studies the stock market. You know, two things that go hand in hand. Two-one pitch. Wave and a miss. Tait went upstairs to try to connect on that one, and now it's 2-2. Just an all-around renaissance man. He hunts, he fishes. He's into wildlife conservation. Has a couple of beehives in his front yard back in his hometown. Who doesn't? 2-2 count on Tait. Alberini delivers. Fisted out of play. It's just going to squeak over the backstop netting and down into the seating bowl. Well, the Bandits have been out hit tonight 10-1, and yet they only trail by one. The difference has been the Colonels are 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they're in danger of straining a 10th man on base. Valladares still standing at third. Fresh baseball for Alberini. The pitch. Got him on strikes, a wave and a miss. That ball was in the clouds, and Tait went after it. Well, the Bandits bullpen has done its job tonight. 4 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts, and just 3 base runners allowed. The Bandits trying to get something going in the bottom of the ninth. They're down to their last 3 outs. They trail the Colonels 2-1.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. For a little modern woodman magic in this series opener against Cedar Rapids. The Colonels have led the Bandits 2-1 since the second inning. Nothing but zeros until here in the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Blake Mitchell, Daniel Vasquez, and Trevor Werner, 3-4-5, trying to spark something against the only man to work out of the Colonels bullpen, right-hander Matt Gabbert, who has set down all 6 Bandits batters he's faced. First pitch to Mitchell. Curveball melts in for strike 1.
Scoreless inning just tossed by Hunter Alberini, straining a key insurance run for the Colonels at third base. The pitch. High and away, one ball, one strike. Well, the strength of the Colonels over the last few weeks truly has been their bullpen, and Gabbert putting that on display tonight. 1-1. Just outside, two balls, one strike. However, he's going up against an always hanging in there Bandits team, for lack of a better term, an always resilient Bandits team. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. It's 2-2. The River Bandits have 19 last at-bat wins this season, and they have 9 walk-off wins. But they are 3-39 when trailing after 8 innings. 2-2. Curveball called strike 3. Frozen. Man, oh man. 75 miles per hour on that one. Gabbert made it even slower. 7 straight set down by Mapp. That's his third K. 13th strikeout of the night for Bandits hitting. Daniel Vasquez steps in now. 0-3 with a strikeout in the 6th. First pitch, curveball, strike 1 at the knees. Boy, Gabbert getting ahead early and often and with whatever pitch he desires. He's got the sign from Tait and delivers again. Another curveball, tapped foul, and it hit Tait on the shoe or somewhere near his lower extremities. He'll walk it off. No balls, 2 strikes. Now the game in Dayton, winding up a Dragons win. They scored 2 in the 8th, and they have pushed their win streak to 14 straight. Beat the Lansing Lugnuts 4-3. 0-2. Fastball fouled off the hands, back to the screen. They're in the top of the 9th in Beloit, and the Skycarp are 2 outs away from beating Peoria. 4-1 still there. 0-2. Back up the middle, a base hit, Daniel Vasquez. Got another one of those breaking balls and stayed back. Second hit of the game for Quad Cities, and it comes with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th to put the game-tying run aboard. Now Trevor Werner steps up. Werner's due. 24th career game against the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight. He is 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. Double play depth for Cedar Rapids infield. First pitch, fastball, high outside corner, strike 1. Werner's been swinging it quite well as of late. He's 5 for his last 15, at least he was entering play tonight. 333 average over his last 4 games. And if there's a guy in the lineup that's got the pop to change a game, it's this man. Gabbert out of the stretch. A long pause at the belt. Now the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Strike 2. Came up and in. Werner, 24 years old, from Tomball, Texas. Getting the start at DH today. He's played some third. He's played some first. He's played some right this year. Bandits faithful trying to give him a little bit of energy here in the bottom of the 9th. Quad City's down to its final 2 outs and trailing by 1. Vasquez away from first, held by Valladares. 2 strike count, Gabbert sets. He winds the pitch clock down, now fires and catches him looking. Called strike 3 on a fastball, low outside corner. 4th strikeout for Gabbert. And the Bandits now down to their last out with Darlene Figueroa stepping towards the left-handed box. Figueroa also hitless entering this AB. 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Infield shifted to right. DeAndrade, the second baseman, deep in the hole on the right side. Houston, the shortstop, behind second. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike 1. It was the curveball again. Looked like Figueroa knew it was coming. He still couldn't get it. Gabbert sets belt high. Pitch clock down to 3. He fires. Wave and a miss. Elevated heat 0-2. Gabbert going for what would be his first save of the season. The old 9-out save. And it's now not only down to their last out, but their last strike. Colonels up 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Daniel Vasquez at first after a one-out single. He represents the game-tying run. 0-2 pitch. Curveball low. Good take from Figueroa. One ball, two strikes. Of course, game two of this series comes your way tomorrow night. Another 6:30 first pitch. Logan Martin will work opposite Cedar Rapids' Garrett Horn. Figgy's battling. Gabbert's 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three on the breaking ball. Ball game over. Matt Gabbert strikes out the side in the ninth. He strands the tying run at first base. He picks up his first Colonels save and gets Cedar Rapids in the win column to start the final week of the regular season. Colonels defeat the Bandits in the series opener 2-1. Stick with us. The River Bandits postgame show comes your way next. You've been listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back inside the John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park for the River Bandits postgame show. Tonight, the Cedar Rapids Colonels defeat the Bandits by a final score of 2-1, of course taking a one-game lead in this season-ending six-game series. Let's start off the postgame show with tonight's line score for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Two runs on 10 hits and two errors They get the win despite going 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position and stranding 10 men on base. For the River Bandits, just one run tonight on two hits with one error. They went 1-for-5 with Risp and stranded 5. The winning pitcher concluding his second quality start of the year, Colonel starter Jose Olivares, 6 innings, 1 unearned run allowed on 1 hit, 2 walks, and a season-high 10 strikeouts. Olivares now 6-6 on the season. The losing pitcher, River Bandits starter Emmanuel Reyes, who all things considered looked pretty good tonight, but he gets the loss, falling to 0-3, giving up 2 runs, but just 1 earned over the course of 5 innings, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts for the right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. Of course, a 9-out save to Colonels reliever Matt Gabbert, who was phenomenal tonight. 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He picked up 9 outs on just 33 pitches, and 27 of those went for a strike. Well, it was the River Bandits who got into the run column first today. They took a 1-0 lead in the first, 2 batters into the ballgame. Nolan Saylors reached on an error by the first baseman Jefferson Valladares as he dropped the throw, allowing Saylors to reach. Nolan, of course, would steal second base because that's what Nolan Saylors does. And moments later, Sam Kulasingham got the River Bandits on the board with an RBI double, his 10th ribby in his last 8 ball games. Kulasingham's hit total on the season now up to 129 to pace the Midwest League. But that would be essentially the entirety of Quad City's offense tonight. After Kulasingham's RBI double, the Bandits managed just 2 walks until the 9th inning when Daniel Vasquez singled with 1 out. But Matt Gabbert struck out both Trevor Warner and Darlene Figueroa to end the ballgame. Colonels got their 2 runs in the second, 1 on an RBI single from Rain Don Cone, 1 on an E6 by the shortstop Daniel Vasquez. All 3 of tonight's runs scored within the first 9 outs of the ballgame, and nothing but goose eggs after that. Final time of the game tonight, a quick 2 hours and 11 minutes with 2,130 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. We mentioned the winning and losing pitchers, also the save for Gabbert, also strong outings out of Quad City's bullpen today. Tyler Davis, Max Martin, Hunter Alberini combining for 4 scoreless innings, 3 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Alberini stranded a key insurance run at third base in the top of the ninth, but it was ultimately all for naught. Let's give you one more look at that Midwest League scoreboard. Still some baseball being played, including over at Four Winds Field in South Bend, where Wisconsin leads the Cubs 6-2 in the bottom of the ninth. A big game, a big series between Great Lakes and Lake County this week. Those two essentially battling it out for the second half East Division title. And fitting that that series opener would go into extras. Right now, Great Lakes leads Lake County 6-5. In the top of the 10th inning, and they still have a couple of men on base. Over in West Michigan, we mentioned earlier, the Whitecaps picked up their 88th win of the season. They're 50 games over 500 this year. They beat Fort Wayne in Grand Rapids 8-5. Dayton went into the 8th inning trailing against the Lansing Lugnuts, their win streak in jeopardy, but Dayton ultimately comes through with 2 runs in that 8th. They beat the Lugnuts 4-3 and have now won 14 in a row. And bad news in Beloit for River Bandits fans. The Sky Carp ultimately defeated Peoria tonight by a final of 4-1. That means the Bandits are now 2.5 games back of the top spot in the Western Division, and Beloit has shrunk its magic number to 3 with 5 games left in the 2025 regular season. Also, baseball is still being played throughout the Kansas City Royals farm system. The Columbia Fireflies had a great night at the plate as the single-A squad beat Myrtle Beach 11-8, but double and triple-A both still playing. Northwest Arkansas is trying to rally against the Springfield Cardinals, top of the 6th at Arvest Ballpark, and Springfield leads the Naturals 4-3. And then in Des Moines, just down the road, so to speak, the iCubs are all over triple-A Omaha. It's 12-0. After 8 there. Well, with tonight's loss, the River Bandits will drop to 71-56 overall. They're now 32-29 in the second half. Their 3-game win streak comes to a close, and they have dropped to 34-27 at home this season. For Cedar Rapids, they pick up their 70th win of the season. They're 70-57 overall, 30-31 in the second half and now 30-30 on the road as winners of back-to-back ball games overall. As we mentioned earlier, Game 2 of this series comes your way with another 6:30 start tomorrow night. Right-hander Logan Martin gets the ball for Quad Cities. He'll enter the game 8-4 with a 3.62 ERA and work opposite Colonels southpaw Garrett Horn, who's had a really solid stretch with the Colonels 0-1 with a 2.87. Well, that will do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Hope to catch you for Game 2 of this six-game series tomorrow night right back here in downtown Davenport. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday evening, and we'll see you next time on the River Bandits Baseball Network. So long, and good night from the Quad City.